Now I believe he's going to use the dance with a turtle rattle.
Which one is this, Billy?
That's the green corn dance.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And now Fred Beaver is going to give his impression of the green corn dance as it has been done in Oklahoma ever since the Indians went across that Trail of Tears. Because as Billy just said, the green corn dance is a popular one in Oklahoma too. In fact, a dance at the spring planting time is popular with many people throughout the world. And Fred Beaver is going to do a cycle of the green corn dance as it's done in Oklahoma.
Thank you, Miss Knott. First, there will be a song that is sung during the women's ribbon dance, the eve before the fasting, or the first day of the green corn ceremony, which lasts for 2 days. This is one of the songs that they use while the women dance, dressed in their colorful ribbons, clear down the back and the front, and sometimes as much as 20 or 30 take part. They also dance with the shells, turtle shells, the first four or five, six women in the first group. They wrap the turtle shell around their legs, around the calves of their legs there. And it's very colorful, it's really thrilling way of listening to. This is the song that they use, one of the songs they use in the women's ribbon dance.
Way ho, ho, yo, ole, way, hey, ha, yo, ole, way, hey, ha, yo, ole, way, hey, ha, yo, ole, way, hey, ho, yo, ole, way, hey, ha, yo, ole, way, hey, ha, yo, ole, way, hey, ha, yo, ole.
Now, this is one of the songs used by the men during the men's fasting day, which they fast from sunrise to sundown before they eat any corn. I have one more to use. This is a song more or less social, for social singing.
Way hey yo ho, oh ho, 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 way hey yo ho, oh ho. Jigo jin jemo ya be pen not ho ya ki ido. Way hey yo ho, oh ho, way hey yo ho, oh ho. Wee hee ya ho, oh ho, eh. Thank you.
I wish you could see some of the beautiful paintings that Fred Beaver has done. Just this week, he's winner of one of the prizes at the Great Philbrook Art Center in Tulsa, Oklahoma. He's won several different prizes in at the Denver Art Center, at Smithsonian, and other places. We hope you'll see the paintings tomorrow over at the museum. I wish you could see this green corn dance. And we hope next year we'll be able to have the green corn dance from the Seminoles and from the creeks in Oklahoma. J. Frank Dobie said, "The folklore of a land constitutes the unobliterated track of the people who have crossed or dwelt on the land." Certainly we have just seen, or we have just glimpsed, a few of the traditions that might be possible for us to have as the Indians crossed and dwelt on this land. Then we have another great and old and ancient culture in Florida, and that is the culture of the Spanish, especially the Spanish, at Old St. Augustine. We had a wonderful presentation last year, and this evening, Mrs. Kettner and Miss Stimmel, Barbara Stimmel, from the Catalinas School in St. Augustine, have brought us another glimpse of the folk songs, and then later of the folk dances that have been carried on here in Florida as the people have crossed and dwelt on this land.
Have customarily thought about St. Augustine as being a Spanish town. But tonight, among the songs that we are going to give, and the first one that we are going to include, is one of Dutch origin. Our group from the Catalinas High School is under the direction of Mrs. Bernice Erkelens. We turn back to the year of 1585, when Sir Henry Drake, the pirate, was coasting up Florida. He came along to St. Augustine, saw this ancient beacon tower there, and wondered what lay beyond. As he stopped to investigate, he found that there was the city of the town of St. Augustine. And as he was anchored outside the harbor, there slipped out to him under the cloak of night a French piper who played for him this French tune, The March of the Prince of Orange, to show them that he was not a Spaniard, but rather who was a Frenchman, who would identify himself and go and show the English where the fortifications were and help them to attack St. Augustine. Our first song, The March of the Prince of Orange, dates back to 1574 and comes from Holland. Most interesting stories of St. Augustine is how the Minorcans came from New Smyrna to live in the old city. It goes back to the year of 1767, when one of the most ambitious agricultural experiments ever undertaken by the British in colonial America had its origin. Dr. Andrew Turnbull intended to go to Greece and to bring back about 500 settlers who were to work on the plantations, helping to raise sugarcane and indigo. His plans changed from time to time. It happened that he stopped by in Italy to secure additional settlers, and then in order that they might not change their mind and stay in Italy, he left them on the island of Minorca while he went on to Greece to pick up the balance of his colonists. When he returned, he found that many of the Italians had married amongst the Minorcans, and that instead of 500, as he had originally planned, he now had about 1,200 who were very eager to come to the New World to find homes. The story is about their going to New Smyrna and settling there, and how they went on to St. Augustine to escape the conditions which became so unbearable to them under the colony there. In St. Augustine, they found a haven and became a part of that city. One of the customs which they brought, or rather, I think first, we'll give you one of the folk songs which came from their native islands. This is a barcarolle and comes from the island of Majorca. In the year 1843, William Cullen Bryant wrote in his letters to a traveler, "These Minorcans are a mild, harmless race of civil manners and abstemious habits. Mingled with them are many Greek families. The Minorcan language, the dialect of Mahon, is spoken by more than half the inhabitants. All speak Spanish besides. Children growing up induce use of these languages." And we find, too, that he describes a custom which was practiced by the Minorcans and which probably grew out of the practice of masquerading during the Lenten season. On Easter Sunday Eve, groups would go about the city singing the song Fromagiatus as a serenade. They would stop before shuttered windows and ask the owner of the house if they would like to have him sing to them. If he said yes, they would sing their song. According to Bryant, if they said no, they would move on to another part. But another writer tells us that if the groups found that the singers were going to sing, they would say that he was a polite gentleman, but that if he refused them permission to sing, they said, the owner of this house is not a polite gentleman. After their singing, they were presented with gifts of cheesecakes or with boiled eggs, which they took in a bag. Our group is now going to sing the song which they used in the serenading on Easter Eve, the Fromagitis. Our last song is one which is about the St. John's River. It was in the year of 1884 that Frederick Delius, the English composer, at the age of 23, came to Florida purportedly to become a grower of oranges. His father had high hopes of making a businessman of him, and he sent him over here for that purpose. But instead of growing oranges, the young Delius absorbed the lovely melodies of the plantation helpers. He used one of these melodies, "Oh Honey, I'm Going Down the River in the Morning," as a basis for one of his compositions, "Appalachia." The group is going to sing for us this one, which forms a theme for Appalachia.
Oh honey, I am going down the river in the morning. Whipper will
And now St. Augustine brings us the American Square. No one knows just when the American Square dance got to be our own national dance. But as we lived and worked and played together, all at once, this dance we knew, based on the pattern largely of the British Isle, was our own national dance, the American Square Dance at St. Augustine. And this is Shorty Biedenbaugh's orchestra over there helping us out on the music. This is Fred Foster, who's doing the calling. I believe it's going to be a Texas Star call. We've had a lot of fun around here today, barring dance callers and musicians and practically everything you can think of.
Circle up white, circle up white like an old cowhide. Broken trail, single file, a lady and a lady, Indian style and hoop and holler once in a while. Trail it pretty girl, right on home, and he'll swing yours, leave mine alone. Yeah, the man left with the old left hand in the right day, honey, go right, left grand, and to meet your honey and pass her by. If you're having fun, just holler aye. I meet your honey on a promenade home, two by two, and you take him on home, honey, oh, choo-choo. And the gents to the center with a right-hand star and a how do you do? Now back with a left and how are you? And I meet your honey and pass her by. Pick up the next girl on the fly. Ladies, gents back out and a lady swing in and you turn that Texas star again. Lady swing out with a full turnaround and a full net star as you come down. Gents swing in and a lady swing out and you turn that Texas star about. Break in the center and everybody swinging a little promenade around that ring. You promenade two by two, take them on home like you always do. And the ladies to the center and back to the bar. And the gents to the center with a right hand star and a how do you do. Now back with a left and how are you? Meet your new girl, pass her by, pick up the next girl on the fly. The gents back out and the ladies swinging and you form that Texas star again. They're ready to swing out with a full turnaround and a form that star as you come down. They're heads back out and the gents swing in and you turn that Texas star again. A break in the center and everybody swinging a little promenade around that ring. Promenade around two by two and you take her on home on the old choo-choo with an L-man left and an L-man bar. Right and a left and a gent swing center and a backward star. Shoot that star to the heavens, swirl with a right and a left to the second girl and star once more. Shoot that star and find your own and put her on the arm and a promenade home around that ring while the roosters crow and the birdies sing. The ladies to the center and back to the barn and a gents to the center with a right hand star and a how do you do. Now back with a left and how are you and to meet your new girl, pass her by and pick up the next girl on the fly. The gents swing out and the ladies swing in and you form that Texas star again. The ladies swing out with a full turnaround and form that star as you come down. The gents swing in and the ladies swing out as you turn that Texas star about. Break in the center and everybody swinging a little promenade around that ring while the roosters crow and the birdies sing. The ladies in the center and back to the barn. And the gents to the center with a right hand star and a how do you do. The left and how are you? You meet your new girl, pass her by and pick up your honey on the fly. The gents back out and the ladies swing in and you form that Texas star again. The ladies swing out with a full turnaround and form that star as you come down. center and everybody swing. A little promenade around that ring while the roosters crow and the birdies sing. Oh, join hands and you form a ring. A ring, a ring, a great big ring and a bucket ring with a corner swing. Put it on your right and you form a ring. A ring, a ring, a great big ring, bucket ring with a corner swing. Put it on your right and you form a ring. A ring, a ring. Oh, you buck, you listen to the call. Swing that gal across the hall. And promenade, promenade one, promenade all, promenade once around that hall. Clap your hands, you slap your knees, bumps a daisy if you please. Now swing on the corner like swinging on a vine and swing the next gal down the line. You clap your hands, slap your knees, bumps a daisy if you please. And a swing on the corner like swinging on a vine and swing your own gal down the line. And promenade, promenade home around that ring while the roosters crow and the birdies sing. First old couple bow and swing and you lead right out to the right of the ring. You circle halfway around. You dip and dive and away you go. The inside high and the outside low. You dip and dive across that track. You dip and dive a coming back. You dive right through the lonesome two and circle halfway around. You dive right through the next old two and circle half. It's dip and dive and away you go. The inside high and the outside low. Dip and dive across that track. You dip and dive a coming back. Dive right through and home you go. Yeah, the man left with your left hand and the right to your honey, go right and left grand. Meet your honey on the promenade home. You promenade home around that ring while the roosters crow and the birdies sing. The next old couple bow and swing and you lead right out to the right of the ring and circle half. It's dip and dive and away you go. The inside high and the outside low. You dip and dive across that track. You dip and dive coming back. You dive right through the lonesome two and circle halfway around. And dive right through and on you go and circle half. It's dip and dive and away you go. The inside high and the outside low. Dip and dive across that track. It's dip and dive coming back. And dive right through and home you go. Yeah, the man left with the old left hand. All right, the honey go right and left gram. Corn in the crib, wheat in the sack. You meet your honey up. Turn right back, you're going wrong. All day long, you sing a little song. Turn right back, you're still going wrong. Now meet your honey on the promenade home. Promenade home around that ring while the roosters crow and the birdies sing. First old gent, take your mate, take your sweet, take her out and find her sweet. Second old maid, take your old man, get him off the floor as fast as you can. Third old gent, you take your miss, take her out in the dark and steal a kiss. Fourth old couple, bow and swing, but swing and swing and swing some more. Now sit right down in the middle of the floor, there's nothing left for you to do. And I'm all through and so are you.
Thank you, sir.
I think St. Augustinians are pretty good Texans, don't you? And now Nettie Black of Lake City is going to bring us some accordion tunes. They're Irish tunes. And she's told me to tell you that if you hear any sort of peculiar music, to know that that's the Irish bagpipe in the accordion.
Uh-huh.
We heard this afternoon a number of the old-time ballads that were sung, the songs that tell a story. Mrs. Cora Hillhouse has brought us an old nativity legend known as the Cherry Tree Carol. Mrs. Hillhouse.
When Joseph was an old man, an old man was he married Virgin Mary, the Queen of Galilee. He married Virgin Mary, the Queen of Galilee. As Joseph and Mary were walking one day, there are apples, there are cherries, enough to behold. There are apples, there are cherries, enough to behold. Then Mary spoke to Jesus, Joseph, so meek and so mild. Joseph, gather me some cherries, for I am with child. Joseph, gather me some cherries, for I am with child. Then Jesus spoke a few words, a few words spoke he. Let my mother have some cherries, bow low down cherry tree. Let my mother have some cherries, bow low down cherry tree. The cherry tree bowed low down, bowed low down to the ground. And Mary gathered cherries while Joseph stood around. And Mary gathered cherries while Joseph stood around. Then Joseph took Mary all on his right knee. Lord, what have I done? Have mercy on me. Lord, what have I done? Have mercy on me.
I don't know how many of you have ever actually seen Mr. Fox and Br'er Rabbit, but I know good and well he's a familiar character. They are right around here on the Stephen Foster Memorial Ground. And Anna Tomlin of White Springs is going to tell us about Br'er Rabbit and Mr. Fox, I believe it is. Where is Annie? Annie Tomlin? Oh, Annie may be hiding out from us somewhere, and until she gets here,
is it Claude Biedenbaugh?
We have Claude Biedenbaugh, another neighbor who's going to give us some of the tunes. All right, Claude.
Thank you.
What are we going to play first, Claude?
That's a good question. I think what we ought to do is, I haven't heard it yet, since it's been over here. We have a little version of what we call the Pawnee River Boogie, I think. Everybody likes to hear that.
We'll have some more about Claude in a little while. And right now, we want to present some of our guests who are here from the University of Florida. Dr. Edwin Kirkland of the university will introduce the group.
We have a group of University of Florida students here. Some of them from the state of Florida, and some have joined us from foreign lands, bringing their customs, traditions,
and dances, well, some of which they will do for you tonight. I'd like to introduce first Miss Esther Jawline from the Philippine Islands. And Miss Ruth the Masters from Panama. Put it here. And Mr. Morris Anderson, one of our Florida students. And Mr. Bill Rogers from Panama. Mr. Jim Bolin is one of our Florida students. And Mr. Victor D. Pulaenta from Peru. First dance that we'd like to do for you. I'd like for Miss Jawline to tell us, because it's her dance. Will you step up, Miss Jawline? This is a Moro dance.
Yes, this is a Moro dance. It's really a Mohammedan dance, and they have the term in the Philippines. So they have 9 Christian tribes which come from, the ancestors come from Morocco. And this is their costume. And yeah, they still practice polygamy, I think, yeah. Mm-hmm. Where they have the Sultan has several wives in his harem. Now the dance I'm going to dance tonight is one of the dances which a wife would dance to his Sultan in his court. And there's no regular pattern, so all the steps are individual.
All right. The next dance that they want to do for you is a Peruvian Inca dance. And I'm going to ask Mr. Victor de la Puente to tell you the significance of this dance. He and Miss the Masters are going to do it together.
Thank you very much. This dance was anciently performed by the Indians down in Peru, South America, high up in the Andes. And in the party, in the festivity, they call the Interrime, the festivity of the sun. They used to adore the sun and many other things. One of them was love. This dance signifies the courting of a couple when they meet and their further reactions to their love. It actually symbolizes how great love is, and they cherish it very much. You will see how it goes.
And now the Jasper High School has brought us their version of the American Square. The type of dancing that the Jasper group does is the type that's done in a home where the caller calls from within the circle. Sammy Miller of the seventh grade is a caller. The Jasper High School dancer. And now again, we've borrowed music from the Biedenbaus.
Thank you. We shall sing for you at this time, right up in the chariot, and soon we'll be done with the trouble of the world.
I'm gonna ride in the chariot in the morning, Lord.
I'm gonna ride
in the chariot in the morning, Lord.
I'm getting ready.
I'm getting ready for the judgment day, my Lord, my Lord.
I'm gonna ride
in the chariot in the morning, Lord.
I'm gonna ride
in the chariot in the morning, Lord.
I'm getting ready.
I'm getting ready for the judgment day, my Lord, my Lord.
Are you ready, my brother?
Oh, yeah.
Are you ready for the journey?
Oh, yeah.
Wanna see you, Jesus?
Oh, yeah. Waiting for the chariot, cause I'm ready to go. Riding the chariot in the morning, Lord.
I'm gonna ride
in the chariot in the morning, Lord.
I'm getting ready.
I'm getting ready for the judgment day, my Lord, my Lord.
I'm gonna ride
in the chariot in the morning, Lord.
I'm gonna ride
in the chariot in the morning, Lord.
I'm getting ready.
I'm getting ready for the judgment day, my Lord, my Lord.
Are you ready, my sister?
Oh, yeah.
Are you ready for the journey?
For the chariot, cause I'm ready to go.
I never ride, shall forget ride, that day.
Ride in the chariot, see my Lord.
When all my sins were taken away.
Ride in the chariot, see my Lord.
My feet were slayed from body clay.
Ride in the chariot, see my Lord.
I'll serve my Lord in judgment day.
Ride in the chariot, see my Lord.
I'm gonna ride
in the chariot in the morning, Lord.
I'm gonna ride
in the chariot in the morning, Lord.
I'm getting ready.
I'm getting ready for the judgment day, my Lord, my Lord.
I'm gonna ride
in the chariot in the morning, Lord.
I'm gonna ride
in the chariot in the morning, Lord. I'm gonna ride in the chariot to see.
The trouble of the world, the trouble of the world, the trouble of the world. Sooner we'll be done with the trouble of the world, going home to live with God.
I want
to meet my mother.
I want
to meet my mother.
I want
to meet my mother.
I'm going to live with God.
I want to meet my mother.
I want
to meet my mother.
I want
to meet my mother.
I'm going to live with God.
Soon will be done with the trouble of the world. The trouble of the world. The trouble of the world. Soon will be done with the trouble of the world, going home to live with God.
Soon we'll be done with the trouble of the world, the trouble of the world, the trouble of the world. Soon we'll be done with the trouble of the world, going home to live with God.
No more
weeping and a
wailing.
No more
weeping and a
wailing.
No more
weeping and a wailing.
I'm going to live with God.
No more
weeping and a
wailing.
No more
weeping and a
wailing.
No more
weeping and a wailing.
No more weeping.
Weeping.
soon will be done with the trouble of the world. The trouble of the world. The trouble of the world. Sooner will be done with the trouble of the world. Going home to live with God. Sooner will be done with the trouble of the world. The trouble of the world. The trouble of the world. Sooner will be done with the trouble of the world. Going home to live with God.
I want to meet my Jesus.
I want to meet my Jesus.
I want
to meet my Jesus. I'm going to live with God.
I'm sure that all of you know how proud we were to present that group to St. Louis. After I got back to St. Louis this year, I kept up such a talk about Florida. They were going to be real mad on me if Florida hadn't come. But they were real proud of me when Florida did come and sing like that. And now we have the privilege of having some of the outstanding ballad singers in the country, Colonel and Mrs. J.R. Moon. Mrs. Moon has given to Paul Green some of the songs for his hoedown that'll be out in New York before too long, we hope. Colonel and Mrs. J.R. Moon of Ormond Beach.
I'd like to sing first for you an old song that was sung at the time of our grandmothers. Some of you may be familiar with it. Tell me one thing, tell me truly, tell me why you scorn me so. Tell me why, when asked a question, you will always answer no. No, sir, 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 no. My father was a Spanish merchant, and before he went to sea, he told me to be sure I walk.